The Lion That Ran Away. Chapter 37. Can we understand what Jesus is doing now? Have you ever been lost in a big crowd of people? When we visited the World's Fair, there were huge crowds. I told my grandson Ian, "Keep close to us," as we were walking on the sidewalks. But after a time he forgot, and soon found himself away from us. Ian was a brave boy. He didn't like to be seen crying about anything. But as he began watching the faces of all the grown-ups and kids and not seeing anyone who knew him, and as he began to realize that he was lost in a strange place, his self-control broke down. He started yelling, "Grandpa! Grandpa!" To be separated from family members is bad. But being alone from God, feeling that he has gone off and left you, that you are forsaken by him, that's worse. That terrible aloneness is what Jesus felt on his cross when he cried out, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" But he never wants us to have to feel that terrible way. After he was raised from the dead, he was taken back into heaven. His disciples watched as he went up. They felt very much alone in their dark, unfriendly world. Two angels dressed like people stayed behind and told them, "This Jesus, who is taken from you into heaven, will come back in the same way that you saw him go into heaven." This made them feel better and makes us feel better too. We call that promise the blessed hope. But we keep wondering, what is Jesus doing now? What can he be doing in heaven that would make him happy to stay there while we down here need him? Is he having a vacation somewhere? Or could he have forgotten about us here? No, he cannot forget us, for we are all one. We are his brothers and sisters. He is the Son of God but also the Son of Man. But he has found something very important to do, being a high priest in the heavenly sanctuary. When the Bible says priest, it means someone whose job is to bring lost people and God back together again. "But he is far away," someone says. "No," he said, "I will be with you always." That means he is closer to us than he was to his disciples long ago. We can't see him, but we believe in God whom we can't see. So why can't we believe Jesus is near us even if we can't see him? We don't want to go back to paganism. But what is he doing today? The heavenly sanctuary is where Jesus works. Yes, he does work. It's his office. He works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, including Christmas and New Year's. He is busy hearing people's prayers, answering them, sending angels on trips here and there. They are sent to help those who are to receive salvation. You can't imagine how big and grand that office is. But is this kind of work to go on and on forever? Will it never come to an end? Yes, it will, when Christ finishes what he is doing. And when it is done, he will come the second time as he promised, for then his people will be ready. To make it easy to understand, what he is doing is preparing his people for his second coming, so they will be translated without seeing death. Big job. But he will get it done. And he will finish it for you and me if we don't stop him.